Wonderful. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Wow. There are a lot of preachers in the house today. I don't think that I have ever preached to so many preachers in my life. Now, you know, Fred Craddock, who is a Southern preacher whose life I admire, once said, trying to preach to another preacher is like trying to break wind on a skunk. It's just usually not that effective. Now that right there is wisdom. Will you join me in prayer, please? Loving Spirit, we give thanks for the ability to gather together in warmth and in laughter, in peace and in prayer, to talk and to listen, to share with one another, to praise with one another, and to learn with one another. We are all a part of a weary world filled with so many distractions and with ample woundedness well within our arm's reach. Help us to help the things we can help. Give us the strength to rise up against the things we should rise up against. And give us the courage to stand for the things we need to stand for. And grant us the wisdom to know these things when we encounter them. And grant us also an awareness of your presence with us, moving in us, around us, and through us. In your many holy names we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We gather together in this network twice a year. And like a family reunion, it's joyful and it's uplifting. And we do indeed gather the sensation, the feeling that we are part of a larger body, that we are related in some way, shape, or form. And yes, family reunions are not without some drama sometimes. But for the most part, these are wonderful events, events where we gather wisdom and strength from each other.
Yes.
Events that recharge us and encourage us and revive us for the work that we have to do ahead. Now, just like family reunions, I only wish that we stayed in better touch with one another sometimes. I listened to all of you this morning, all of the great things that are taking place in this network, and that I'm just finding out about them, and that if we connected more and if we shared more of our resources, we could spread and gather some of that wisdom that we have within this room and within this network if we stayed in better contact. And I confess that I'm bad about that. Life and work have a way of swallowing us whole. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I want to do better.
Yes.
Because there's so much wisdom gathered in this room, in this network, and we should aim to harvest it. Not yearly or bi-monthly or weekly, but we should do so daily. We should connect with one another daily. Because while there may be an above average concentration of preachers in this room, we are all ministers here. We are all ministers here. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Indeed, we're all ministers. Now, it's just a matter of whether or not you know it in your heart. And it is my hope and prayer that you do know it and you awaken to it. We talk about the priesthood of all believers, but if we don't make that phrase walk, if we don't make that phrase walk among us, then it's just an ineffective collection of pretty words. It is so much wind. So much wind, spirit without a body. And in the midst of all that, it's important that you remember that minister is not really who you are, but it is what you do. It is what you do. And we are all trying to think of a better way to make things better for others. For those in this room, for those in our community, in our world, for those within arm's reach, and those standing in the checkout line with us at the grocery store, those we touch and those who touch us, we dream of a better world for everyone, everywhere. How did Solomon get to be so wise? Well, Solomon dreamed too. This little line lifted today from Chronicles is part of a larger passage, one reflected also in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15, when Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked, "What do you want? What shall I give to you? The line we heard today was Solomon's response. Now, don't you wish it were that simple? Well, sometimes, I got a surprise for you, it is. That sincere request from your heart, the one that slips out unclothed and naked without ego and asks for that which you most need. Knowing what you want will help you know what is important to you. And what is important to will shape your life. That much I promise you. Solomon didn't ask for wealth or power. He already had plenty of those. He was a person of privilege. But what is important is that he knew what he lacked. He knew what he was missing, and he recognized that he was but a lad, a child in experience, with so much to learn. And that opened him up to possibilities. And he asked for wisdom. He needed to know what he didn't know. He didn't ask for intelligence. He asked for an understanding mind and a hearing heart. Footnote, if you live in your head, go visit your heart from time to time. If you live in your heart, drop in on your head on occasion. Possess both an understanding mind and a hearing heart. And you can't just have great ideas. Great ideas need do. They need do. They need to walk in the world. Now, ultimately, wisdom is about the openness to receive. Barbara Brown Taylor says later in her book, An Altar in the World, that the great wisdom traditions of the world all recognize that the greatest impediment to living a life of meaning, a life of wisdom, and a life of purpose is being self-absorbed. People, we see this everywhere today. People caught up in their iPhones. Distracted driving. Distracted living. Not being present in the moment. Distracted governance. Solomon did not want to gaze at his own belly button. It was not all about him. He wanted a life of meaning, of wisdom, and of purpose. He wanted to do good and right by his people. Yes. As we all want to do. And we, each one of us, all have people that we want to do good and right by. I think that's what draws us to this movement together. That's a part of our commonality. That's a part of what we share in common. That's a part of the glue that binds us together. Now, wisdom doesn't mean pleasing everyone. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom, wisdom does not mean pleasing everyone. What it means is seeking the best solutions to the worst problems. It means listening to our life experiences. As Paula Darcy said, God comes to you disguised as your life. Think, feel, and harvest the wisdom that you have gathered through the course of your life, hard lives, well lived. Listen with your body, with all your body. Bodies are good. Listen with your body. Listen with your heart, with your mind, with your soul. And don't be afraid to try things, to do things. This is how we gather information. Even if what you do does not turn out like you wanted, and spoiler alert, often it doesn't. Know that you have learned, you have gained great wisdom in that process of doing. Now, what is it they say about good judgment? Good judgment comes from experience. And a lot of that comes from bad judgment. Can I get an amen? We will fail. We will fall short of expectations. We must always take what we have learned and move forward. We as a denomination, as a church, and as a people, we cannot afford to be self-absorbed. Now is not the time for that. Now is not the time for that. There's just too much work to be done, and we learn, we gain wisdom by doing. And we learn by listening to the beautiful lives of those around us. the wonder and the wisdom that their lives can impart to us. Face to face. We don't learn very much sometimes just by talking about the person behind their back. That doesn't work. When in doubt, go with advice from Eleanor Roosevelt. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
Right.
Be among the great minds of our people. Discuss the ideas. Talk about the big things. That's our challenge for today. For we live in a weary world full of distractions, much in need of wisdom. We all need wisdom, and I think it's important that we harvest it, that we gather it from whence'er we can. Solomon wasn't perfect, and neither are we. We are all doing the best that we can, and we can only do it better by being open to the possibilities presented to us through the world all around us. God came to Solomon in a dream, and what is your dream? What is your dream? What is it that you ask God for in yourself? What is it that you're lacking, that you want? I know that my guiding request is, has always been, I want to grow. God, help me to grow closer to you and to your people. And I want to be effective. I want to make a difference. Know what you want to ask God for. Now, growth brings wisdom, and wisdom brings growth. In this, I must confess that I am my own fertilizer. Helping myself to grow beyond myself. And that's always the challenge. Grow beyond yourself. And in this morning, I hope that I have scattered some fertilizer around for you this morning. Something to grow from, something to grow through and above and beyond yourself. Seek to do that. Experience life. Live with your body, all of it. Gather wisdom and grow forth. May it be so.